late at night don't need hostility. Timid smile and pause to free. I don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chasing home. All God's children took their toll. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. You pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. Pretty people, nervous people, people have got to sell. Holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety.
Tanita Tikaram and Twist in My Sobriety. Good morning. Hello, hello, Sound Art listeners. This is Julie Mullen on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show. Good morrow to you. Just to flag up that Mr. Peter Shearn is on his holidays, but he's left the show. Everyone is incredulous. Nobody can believe it. So we're kind of putting it out there that he's having a very nice long break and that he's got to come back. But no pressure, Peter. OK, no pressure. Too many sad people wondering where the voice has gone. Anyway, meantime, I'm here with you, Julie Mullen, in the hot seat, actually broadcasting from home in the boudoir. And today we have in the space, we've got Hero. Say hello, Hero. Oh, well, he can't. He's fast asleep. And we've got little trousers on the bed. And to my right, we've got our wonderful human being who is the weather and the traffic man, Mr. Martin Seeger.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we'll be tuning in with him. Now, we had a guest all lined up, but he's asleep. That's the sort of show business I do like, running a show that is a bit wobbly. So I have put it out there that I need a guest on the show. So who knows who'll turn up at 8:20. But we're not shaking. Meantime, we've got Barry. Barry, are you okay? Are you ready to come on? Oh, God. He's powdering his nose. Barry, Barry at the top. Barry at the very first one. Oh, Barry. Come on,
we
darling.
Together, didn't we? Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby. could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Hey, Barry. Oh, what would we do without Barry White for breakfast? You have just tuned in, possibly, or from the top of the hour, to Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Good morning. We are broadcasting live from our gaff in the boudoir on 102. And yesterday we had the most fab guest, Di Levy, who was telling us all about her band life. Yay! This punk rocker, indie pop punk rocker. We had a great time. Anyway, I forwarded the show to her. But clearly, we do miss Mr. Sheeran. But on we go. We shall proceed with or without a guest. We have music. What? We have some chat. And also, guess what? We went on a bread-making course, which I did flag up. So we've got things to tell you about our hands, about the loaves we made, and about getting into hot water, nearly doing the wrong loaf. Meantime, what's the weather? What's the weather? Whether we should go outside at our peril, at our peril. We are going to be doing jingles. Yes. Martin Seeger, over to you.
Yeah, well, again, like yesterday, we had lots and lots of rain in the night, lots of heavy showers. But yes, lucky us, it's all spreading east now, so they've got it in the daytime. But we do have a few more showers to come, like some heavy, I'm afraid. But it's nice and bright this morning. They'll clear eastwards though this afternoon, and we should by tea time have some more sunny spells.
Fabulous. What's the traffic? What's the traffic? Whether we should cross a road at a peril, at a peril, at a peril.
Sorry, I was trying to keep a straight face. Yes, very serious traffic news. No, there's nothing major going on around Totnes at the minute.
Few cars,
yes, and obviously the rush hour coming up. But as far as this evening, apparently on the A38 from 8 o'clock tonight, there are planned roadworks and in both directions around Ivy Bridge and eastward from Bubby Tracy, there will be lane closures. But I think there'll still be a single lane open, but it could actually cause a few problems. So that's from 8 until 4 in the morning.
Wow. Okay, so you heard it first on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show. And a big hello to anyone out there who's listening for the first time and, you know, Sound Art Radio, giving it a whirl. Hope you stay tuned. And meantime, we're going to put another brick, aren't we, in our wall. Actually, we do really have a wall that's fallen down. More about that later. Okay.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Exactly. Another brick in the wall. Pink Floyd. Meantime, we've had an opportunity to, Martin, while I'm just trying to sort a guest out, we're going to be eating toast. Well, it is breakfast, the breakfast show. We could randomly just call somebody in Totnes. What do you reckon? I could actually phone, say, the Seven Stars Hotel and just enter into a conversation. Well, as you can hear, that's the knife going ready. Not Martin trying to kill me, but he's going to, he's basically buttering me up. So I could actually, yeah, I could do that, couldn't I? Anyway, now let's get to the important thing, the wall. Well, yes, we do need a few bricks in our wall. It did actually fall down. So if you have the number of a stonemason, then, flag it up, would you? Flag it up. Meantime, let's get another little tune in the fray. Oh, I think a little bit of Killing Me Softly, Don't You, by Roberta Flack.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Roberta Flack and Killing Me Softly. That's what the toast is doing. It's funny when you go on a bread making course because then you sort of examine your own sort of digestion or digestive system, and you say to yourself, well, if you're me and if you're Martin, I think I'm a bit allergic to gluten, actually. Oh, that's the dog. Oh, God. Now, I've got to explain. Okay, so Hero, who is a Spanoni, who's... oh, God. You can't broadcast from the bedroom when there's toast about. Basically, he's queuing for the sourdough bread that we made yesterday because he is the toast whisperer. Do you know, isn't it amazing? I wanted a guest on the 8:20 slot. I had a person, but he was had a very busy night last night. He was off performing in Bristol. So when I called him for his wake-up call this morning at 7:45, he was like, hello? Oh, I was trying really hard not to sound like I'd just woken up. And I said, would you rather not do the show? Well, if you could get someone else. But it's been impossible. How can you tell people to come on a show last minute? But I'm actually fine. We've got our real guest, who always wanted to do a show with us, the Toast Whisperer here, himself, Mr. Hero, the doggy. Plus, Martin's gagging at the bit to tell you all about his country loaf. But we are going to play. Oh, let's have a look. Oh, yes, there it is. We're going to play a bit of, before we tell you, a blow by blow. And honestly, it was really worth doing this course because we came home with just, God, rye bread, the most beautiful sourdough loaves, and what else? Ciabatta, focaccia.
Danish rye.
Here is Zum Zum for you, just to whet your appetite. So if you're having toast too, that's a really good thing. Okay, here we go, Zum Zum.
Un, dos, tres. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Bateu asas, foi embora, não apareceu. Hoje o bloco sai sem ele, foi a ordem que ele deu. Bateu asas, foi embora, não apareceu. Hoje o bloco sai sem ele, foi a ordem que ele deu. Ô, oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Ô, oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Ele que era o porta-estandarte e que fazia alaúzes, um zum. Hoje o bloco sai mais triste sem ele, tá faltando um. Hoje o bloco sai mais triste sem ele, tá faltando um. Tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 zum. Estandarte e que fazia alaúze, zum zum. Hoje o bloco sai mais triste sem ele, tá faltando um, tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um.
É do Lobo and Zum Zum. I liked that for breakfast. I'm still tasting the sourdough in my mouth. Absolutely gorgeous. So we went off to Riverford Field Kitchen. Didn't we, Martin?
We did.
And Andy Tyrrell was there to greet us, who works at the River Cottage restaurant in Dorset, and he's the head sous chef. And what a lovely bloke he is too. Really, really fabulous. We both came out of there. It was a very long day. But we both came out of there reeling because he's a great teacher. Really, really superb. And it was wall to wall, wasn't it?
Mm.
We had, from the absolute get-go, we had our hands in stuff. Do you remember some of the terminology?
The lingo.
What was the lingo now? We should. Fermentation. The leaven.
The leaven. That
yeah,
was it.
Pooling. Pooling.
Poolish.
Poolish. Oh, did you hear that? There's a bit of poolish going on there. The dog's going, don't give him anything. Because we want to get him interviewed. Hero, now tell us what's wrong. Tell us about your addiction to toast in the morning. Go on. No, he won't speak. He's refusing to... Anyway, we had a great time. And there were 9 of us on the course. He's slightly growling. Not growling in a nasty way. Not Andy Tyrrell, obviously. But there were 9 of us on the course. Oh, I knew he'd get in there. Yes. And the couple who were next to us, all open windows, open doors and the whole bit, and so everyone felt safe. And he was saying to Martin how it was absolutely brilliant to get stuck in. He hadn't done anything like this since school. But just to actually clarify, you know, we went through the whole process of, well, it wasn't really kind of kneading, was it? It was sort of...
It's a lot of mixing.
Mixing and building.
Leaving, and leaving it, to do its
yeah,
thing.
So yeah, so a lot of leaving it to kind of pump up the volume in terms of chemistry and... fermenting, and it was fabulous.
Pot of Peggy, wasn't it? That was the really important
Yeah, the
thing.
Pot of Peggy. We came home with loads of different breads and a pot of Peggy. Now, have you had a pot of Peggy recently? Yeah, let me just show you a little bit of the... Here we are. This is the sourdough test. Oh, so good. Really. Bit of Oz coming your way and Crowded House.
Between us, we know they won't win.
bit of Crowded House and Don't Dream It's Over. Love that song. So yeah, we were over at Riverford on the bread making, the sourdough bread making course. That kicked off at, well, we had to get there about 9:30, kicked off at 10. And when we were making the rye bread, they served up a bit of beer. So that obviously went into the ingredients. Martin didn't feel the need to sup it, did you?
No, I did not. He
resisted it. But we were, well, I don't know about you, Martin, but I was absolutely, by nearly 4:45, we finished a bit late, actually. It was meant to finish at 4. I was absolutely shattered. I felt like I'd been to New York and back. My bones, every single bone ached from standing around a bowl. And the first half was slightly blighted because we, poor little Trousers had to come with us. He hurt his eye over the weekend. We weren't too sure what happened, but it's a little bit sort of closed. So we were keeping an eye on his eye. So he was mainly good, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, considering he had to help with the mixing, he did his work.
But tell them about your focaccia.
Oh, good God, yes. Oh, my focaccia. Oh, you should have seen it. It was beautiful. And I actually had a few unusual shapes when I made the pizza base. Everyone else was round. Mine was square. I think it says a lot, really, doesn't it? I suppose. And then my focaccia turned, I think I over-battered it, and Andy came to my rescue and sort of said, oh, don't manhandle it. Just make it a nice long one. So I did. And then he told us to clear up because he was very hot on clearing up all the flour and the mess and the stuff around and getting on top of it. Some great handy tips about getting all that muck off your hands with a bit of flour. Anyway, so he said, oh, you can put your bits and pieces on the edge. You know, your focaccia and ciabatta can just be on the edge of the table while you clear it up. He likes it to be ship shape. And so the next thing I'm fine, so sort of clearing up with my bread making, what was that tool called?
Oh,
it was a scraper,
a bread
was it?
Scraper.
Bread scraper, sort of, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really important thing.
Very important. The round edged edge bit. So I was busy doing that, very fastidious. And Martin said, oh my God, your focaccia is nearly, it had fallen over. Literally about to hit the deck.
It was dripping.
It was dripping because, of course, it's all covered in oil. But luckily, Martin Seeger saved the day on my focaccia and no problem. Now, we're going to try and give the Seven Stars a call just to see if they have got anything fabulous coming on. I probably got a wrong number. Oh, is he? Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Royal Seven Stars in Totnes. To make a room booking, please press 1.
Or
anything else, please press 2.
I just want to know if they've got any comedy coming on. Oh, that's nice. A bit of music. This is live on 102.5 FM. The full Totnes breakfast show, trying to get in contact with the Seven Stars. You never know. They might answer. They may not. Doesn't sound like we're going to get anyone, does it? Just a bit of music. We'll keep positive. Ooh.
We are sorry, but we are unable to answer your call at the moment.
Okay. That was it. We did try to speak to somebody on this show, somebody in Totnes. We're going to be dedicated on this. We're going to actually, it doesn't have to be Totnes, it can be Dartington. Let's go with Supertramp, I think. Let's have a little bit Gone Hollywood. We seem to have gone Hollywood. Oh, I know it's a bit of a lazy start.
To be. nothing new. In my life today, ain't nothing true. In my life today, I've had enough of walking from place to place. I've yet to come across a friendly face. Now the words sound familiar as they slam the door.
Supertramp and Gone Hollywood. They used to say that, actually. I oftentimes, this is years ago, used to toodle off to the Poetry Cafe in Beston Street, and everybody sort of would turn up with their 5 minutes of poetry. He was very... Can you hear Toast in the background? That's Martin Seeger scrunching the sourdough. So you had to stick to... 5 minutes, and if you didn't stick to 5 minutes, you were booted off. But if you left in the second half because you got your 5 minute slot in the first half, then you'd be referred to as Gone Hollywood. And I have to admit, a couple of times I did go Hollywood because it's a very long, long night. And sometimes, you know, with poetry, you'd say to yourself, I wish that person had got a therapist and not performed it in front of us. Offloaded, as they say. So we did try the Seven Stars. We're about to try. I'm not saying we're desperate or anything. We're about to try the Cot. Be awful if someone answered and they were rude. I don't think so. They're very lovely at the Cot. Oh, but it's very unusual to call someone randomly in... at an establishment, isn't it? Just say, hello, I'm desperate to get a guest on my show and you're it. No, they're not answering. They're probably cleaning the light shade. Taking the dog for a walk. Mark, where are you? No, there's no answer from the cot. No, they're busy. They're very, very busy. Maybe it's third time lucky. We have to... Maybe I'll just call the dry cleaners. What do you think? Who's this?
It's Chris.
Oh, it's Chris. Oh, he can come on the show. Oh, my God. And there's me being going on and on about sourdough. Okay. Let's just see if I can grab him. This is hilarious. I'm laughing now. I know I shouldn't. Now he's probably gone back to bed.
Hello.
Oh, Chris White, I cannot believe I've got you on the show.
Hi.
Hello, good morning. And you know, I've just been in desperation calling random numbers. I got to that point.
I'm listening.
Yeah, so we called the seven stars that went onto music. And then the cot are very, very busy all the time. So they didn't answer. Of course, you know, they got hotel as well. But we've got our true guest. Let's get to the nitty gritty, Chris White. How was it in Bristol last night doing Moist, Moist, Moist?
Oh, it was so much fun. It was really, really nice. It was in a pop-up venue called the Theatre on the Downs.
Wow.
Which is a big, massive tent. And it's really high spec, and it's got lots of cool lights and tech and stuff, and it just was amazing, really, really cool.
Wow.
Yes.
And did Harula come and perform it? Have I got that right, night?
Yeah, we did a sort of joint thing where, so I did my show Moist, Moist, Moist.
Yeah.
And then, but beforehand, we had three of my favourite poets, actually, all doing a performance. So Harula was there, and then Edward Tripp was there, and Siley Katobi.
So you had a fabulous night.
Oh yeah, it was lovely, really nice.
Did he do his book explosion, the burning book?
Yeah, he did, and it was so strange, because he did it. He was second on, and the audience, for some reason, quite a few people had booked that just hadn't showed up for the first bit of the show, which was the three of them performing, which I didn't quite understand, because I don't know. I think people got confused about the
timing.
Fact that there was two shows happening.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a small audience to begin with, but when he did the burning book thing at the end of his poem, I looked around at the audience, and they were all just sitting there looking a little bit bemused, and I just thought, oh, how... If they are not impressed with a book going on fire at the end of a poem, you know, what am I going to do?
Absolutely hysterical. So when you came on for your Moist, Moist, Moist show, was that to a really full audience?
Yeah, they had started creeping in. I don't know why. And they weren't there for me. You know, people had actually booked more tickets to see those three than they'd booked to see Moist. I don't know what happened.
Got confused.
It was all a bit confused. And it was raining a lot, I guess, yesterday. So, I don't know, maybe people just trundled in late because they were wet.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, and it's Bristol. So what time did you actually get into beddy?
About 2 this morning.
About 2. So no wonder when I phoned you about 7:45, you were like, "Hello, Chris White."
I don't know. And then I felt so guilty as well. As soon as I hung up, I was like, "Well, I'm up now. I'm awake." And then so I thought, I'll listen to your show and I'll listen in and I'll see if you've got a guest. And then if you have, I can go to sleep and I'll feel happy.
And you realised that we were calling random hotels and pubs to get somebody live on the show, and you thought, "Oh my god!" Actually, you know, a lot of things did go a bit wrong in terms of. I used to always use the iPad to use audio, but that's gone a bit wild on us. So we've been struggling. We've been struggling this morning on the Full Totness Breakfast Show. Now you are the most amazing producer, but in the first instance, you're an incredible poet, producer, and just kind of experimental artist is what I'd like to say. But I want to get to the nitty-gritty, so anyone listening, because you are a genius with Arts Council funding. In a nutshell, what do you think is the reason for your amazing success? How do you navigate that intense form and make it a successful application?
I'm not too sure. I mean, no. What I did was struggled a lot with the first time that I ever did it and got a lot of help from people who knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
And then I've kind of just copied the same exact formula and the same way of speaking, because it's like a language that you have to learn. I've kind of just cut and pasted, but kind of just thought, okay, you know, I'll just copy this sort of, yeah, for each new application. Yeah, so that's it really. It's not very inspiring, does it? But just sort of, just copied it each time. I'm still not really sure, because there seems to be a lot of, what do you call them, hidden agendas. There's things that they look out for that I don't even know what they want. But I tried to emulate what I did last time and what I think they liked.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that sounds like a good way to kind of get through it and also find a formula that is successful. But, you know, what I love about you, Chris, is that you're so generous, because the mentorship that you've put together, which thank you very much, I'm part of this time. I'm really loving the fact that I'm part of it. Thank you. But, you know, you've done, is this your second time with mentorship?
This is the second round of a thing that we call Sport Cup.
But it's, you know, this is your brainchild, is it? You put this together. So, you know, but the fact that we all get paid and also all these amazing jewels in a box coming through to us is totally a brainwave. It just, it makes everyone who's participant in it, so positive and buoyed up, and thank you for that. So I just want to kind of touch on your vision for the future, because, you know, you're very young and you've already been the Bard of Exeter. You've got all this funding from Arts Council. You have your fabulous show, which you took to the Pleasance in London this year, and I'm sure it's been to lots of other places, and you have kind of other bookings, which I'm going to ask you about. But what's your kind of vision for long term? I mean, what do you see? Because obviously you must get a lot out of writing and performing, putting shows together, but you seem to have this knack of having the balance of also being the producer hat person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really thought about long term things. I think if I can just keep doing this weird job that I've made up for myself, and keep performing and keep doing the producery stuff and be doing that, you know, when I'm 50, 60 even, that'll be pretty nice if I can just carry on doing this and not get a real job.
Yeah.
I'd love that. I don't know, I guess, yeah, I want to stay in Devon, and I think there's lots of ways that the art scene in Devon could be contributed to, and I want to see lots more nights and things popping up, and that feels like a really worthwhile thing doing. And I just want to keep on doing it.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, also alongside of that, you have got your show. Can you tell us all a little bit about Moist? Are there three Moists?
Yeah, moist.
Moist. Can you tell us about how it came about and the person that you... Is it Kieran? Have I got the right name? No.
Hal, musician friend.
Yeah.
So it's a show that I was a couple of years ago at the Theatre Royal Plymouth. I was an associate artist there. And as part of that, I had to make a show, and then I kind of sat and was thinking about lots of different ideas for shows and tried out a couple of different things as well by doing some scratches, which were varying degrees of quality. One of them was a show all about the Yeah, one of them was a show all about Coventry being demolished, which is where I'm from. They decided to, the town council, the Coventry council decided that they're just going to demolish Coventry entirely. So I go home to try and save Coventry. That was a different show. That one didn't take off because it was rubbish. but this one, I basically had a poem which was all about me meeting the sea on Grindr. And I thought that was quite a funny idea. So I just wrote a whole show where I meet the sea and we fall in love and then we break up, and it's all a big metaphor for for my whole love life. And I get to talk about lots of different things and talk about the sea, and so that's what it's all about. Love, sex and the sea.
Love, sex and the sea. Have you got a poem from it that you can leave us with?
Do I have a poem from Moist? I don't have a poem from Moist, but that's only because it's just very, very rude, and I don't know if any poem works from it.
Understand.
I do have a poem here if you want it.
Yeah,
get from Moist, but it's from a show that I did a few years ago, all about faces, called Facial. It was about people's faces disappearing.
Oh, okay.
But this isn't a poem about faces disappearing, because it's a poem about having two noses, which is all the opposite. It's like you've grown more face. I can do this for you if you want. I just looked at the title of it, and it's called A Humorous Poem About What It Might Be Like to Have Two Noses. okay. Imagine if we had two noses, one for huffing glue, one for sniffing roses, two in total. One for doing this with, and the other this. You have to imagine this, because it's radio, what I'm doing with it. One to scratch and one to blow. How would you pick between them both? You could turn your nose up doubly. One could run and one could bleed. You could maybe get some work done and a different job for each. You could get one pierced, and the other one as well. My dog has two noses. How does he smell? Twice. Imagine if we had two noses. Wouldn't that be nice? Imagine if we had two noses. Wouldn't that be nice?
Thank you, Chris White. Perfectly timed, because we've run out of time. But thank you so much for coming on the show. You're a star, and all the very best with everything. Moist, moist, moist. All your producing shenanigans. And I'm really enjoying being on part of your mentorship. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for being part of it, and thank you for having me on.
Loads of love. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, Julie.
Bye-bye. The fabulous Chris White. He did come on. Because actually I felt terrible. I normally always kind of the day before remind guests and say, ooh, there's a show. But I'm so knee deep in me sourdough dough that I forgot. So I'd just like to say thank you to Chris White for coming on the show, to Martin Seeger for being our fab human being on traffic and weather, for Hero, the Spinoni, for Toast Whispering just on cue, for the Seven Stars, for the music they provided, for the Cot Inn, for the ringing tone they gave us. So we'll see you tomorrow with a secret guest who shall be revealed at 8 o'clock. So we're going to go out with Ride a White Swan. Get it on. See ya.